Now, my two guests tonight have widely different performance styles. Justin Heazlewood is known as the bedroom philosopher, perhaps best known for his writing and musical comedy works. He made his debut at the Melbourne Comedy Festival in 2009 with the now legendary Songs from the 86 Tram. He's back this year for the festival with another show. And also with me is Trevor Ashley, one of Australia's most successful stage performers and a cabaret artist. He's also a musical director and producer. Sometimes he's even Liza Minnelli. His current show, Fat Swan, is described as an adults-only panto, with Trevor starring as Natalie Portley, a ballet dancer with bodily dysmorphia and dreams of becoming a star, as you would. Welcome both of you to the drawing room this evening.
Thanks for having us.
Good evening.
Justin, has music always been what you wanted to pursue?
Yes, ever since I was two. I had a very acute awareness of exactly what I wanted to do.
Extraordinary.
Yes.
That's very acute at a very early age.
I was a hyper intelligent child.
And bedroom philosopher, what's the story of the name?
It's sort of a tax dodge, just to confuse Centrelink through my career. I suppose I spent a lot of time playing guitar and musing in my bedroom, so it seemed like an appropriate name.
Entirely reasonable. Trevor, for you, what age did you first hear the roar of the grease paint?
Do you know, I've always kind of been the same. I've never actually not wanted to perform. It was just something that I always knew that I had to do, and my parents were not a showbiz family in any way, shape or form, but I've certainly forced everybody into it now that they have to all come watch everything.
It's something, a process they enjoy?
They do. Well, you know, my parents always took me to theatre and to go see things, but we weren't but nobody in the family is a performer or in any, weren't in the business as such. And so it was kind of a different thing for my mother, who had to suddenly find where I should go and how I should do this, because all I did was nag her constantly about wanting to be on stage.
Cabaret, it's an interesting term. Define it for me.
Oh, look, I think cabaret is one of those things that's had a bad name in years, because people think of cabaret, I think, a lot of the time as something that's, you know, a girl singer standing with a piano and just singing, you know, obscure show tunes.
It has at times involved a lot of purple and velour.
But I think, I don't know, I think that there's a lot of fantastic cabaret artists in this country, certainly, who work, I guess, in that musical comedy idiom, but it's, I guess, we feel more closer to, you know, a Spiegel-Teddy cabaret performer than I guess
a little bit Weimar,
the chanteuse. Exactly. I think that it's, but I think we have a wonderful flavour of that here in Australia, because there's so many fantastic comedians and we all have such a unique sense of humour. And I think if you actually call yourself a cabaret artist, a lot of the people here have great sense of humour and fantastic shows that do sort of cross over into a much more mainstream feel.
Justin Heazlewood, where does cabaret and comedy collide for you?
At the Tabaret, perhaps. You know, since I've heard, you know, those that can't do teach, those that can't teach PE, and like some people say, those that can't entertain do cabaret, but that's just mean. But look at me, I do musical comedy. That's about up there with political mime as far as respectability in Australia.
Political mime certainly shouldn't be encouraged.
No, look, it's a tough gig. Often I say, if you find me funny, I'm a comedian. If you don't find me funny, I'm a musician. So that's a sort of my get-out-of-jail-free card. But if you don't like my music, I'm like an installation artist. I'm being subversive. I'm being bad on purpose. Why would I do that?
What elements does your current comedy festival show combine? Which of those?
Look, it's an extravaganza of all things music and comedy and some character pieces, sort of reenacting a high school assembly for Croxton High School, a local school I did some work with early in the year due to my Centrelink requirements. So I'm reenacting one of their assemblies, having closely studied it, getting back into the high school.
Scripts sort of, for your performance submitted to Centrelink, or is it sort of something you can do with a bit of
autonomy? I check in with them once every couple of months. I've invited them to the show. Hopefully they turn up. Yes, so There's going to be a sex ed demonstration, a Rocker Steadford about war in Afghanistan, handled with sensitivity and grace, just that, that kind of thing.
Which of those two elements is receiving the sensitivity?
Oh, look, both. It's humour's such a subjective thing, but I like to. It's nice to look back on high school, having had enough distance from it. You know, when you get to that age where you realise what a sort of fairly good job your parents did, it's like you look back on your teachers and go, "Oh wow, you know, they were just dealing with us hormonal charged zombies in grade 8 all that time. They did a pretty good job."
Trevor Ashley, speaking of hormonally charged, you love yourself a good diva.
Yeah, I tend to dress up as them so often. So, yes, I guess it's an oddity to have become. Certainly, this wasn't what I expected to end up sort of making a name for myself by wearing women's clothing.
And how did your mother respond?
Oh, look, she's actually been fine with it. But actually, Dad was much better with it than Mum for quite a while. I think Mum took a lot longer to get used to the idea. But, I don't know. I find it so much fun to do. I certainly enjoy the glamour and the ridiculousness of getting dressed up in a tutu and dancing around as a ballet dancer who thinks that she's thin.
But Trevor, who doesn't?
Course, isn't. Well, I know, and it's fun that people pay money to see me do that. I can't believe it.
What came first, the performance or the drag?
The performance was always first. I actually basically did drag for many years because I was working in the pubs in Sydney performing, and I just couldn't get any work as a male cabaret singer. But working in gay bars, dressing up as a woman and singing there, I could get lots of work. So I didn't actually have to have a day job. I could just go and work at the different pubs around Sydney, and that's kind of where it all started for me to sort of do more female impersonation and things like that. And so it was really a means to an end. I lived off that for 5 years without ever having to have some kind of other job to get me through, which was great.
It's no bad thing.
It was fantastic. And, you know, you learn a lot by performing in a bar to a bunch of drunk gay men who don't really care whether you're there or not.
What do you learn by performing in a bar to a bunch of drunk gay men who don't care whether you're there or not?
Well, I guess you learn how to make them notice you and how to make them like you. And
I suspect you have to be loud.
Well, I mean, I've always been loud, so that was fine. But it was just I think it's more in terms of what material you decided to do. I'd do numbers that would bomb and then think, oh, that didn't go down very well. Okay, I'll try something else. And then I'd find something else that they did like. And I guess that if you're performing to a certainly non-captive audience, it's much harder to get their attention and to make them stay and enjoy and even clap at the end of the song. So I quite, you know, I learnt a lot by just literally working. I was working 6 nights a week in all the different venues around Sydney and trying to make all these men enjoy what I was doing. And I guess that, you know, I feel like I learnt a lot about that. So it was when I now put my shows together, I have a much better understanding of what an audience is interested in.
Four and a half away from the top of the clock, we're speaking with Trevor Ashley and Justin Hazelwood. Justin, otherwise known as the bedroom philosopher. Justin, have you ever died on stage?
Yeah, I used to do like cover comedy back in the clubs in Tasmania. Because I always saw bands doing covers of songs. So I was wondering if comedians could get away with doing covers of
and
other comedians.
The answer
jokes.
Was?
Well, look, if you take enough requests and you can pull out, if you can pull out a bit of Jim Owen halfway through and, do you ever blow your nose on a piece of toilet paper? Do you think that toilet paper considers itself lucky? You throw that out there and people are right. And then every now and then, you know, cover bands.
That guy, he's funny. I can laugh at you. It's permission.
Exactly. Cover bands often try and throw in an original tune every now and then. So I try and throw in one of my own jokes. Did you hear about the depressed butcher? He committed suicide. And that often, yeah, you'd get glassed at that point.
Okay. your current show, you... Much original material, or are you still filleting the good works of the likes of Jim Owen?
Oh, no, this is all fairly original. I'm just, covering some of the news from Croxton High. Yeah, you know, they found out 80% of depression in students is caused by pimples. So the school's having a scrub for suicide day, sponsored by Clearasil, and actress Samara Weaving will be coming along to talk about her battle with acting and offer an exfoliating demonstration. So a lot of that is taken from real life, what's actually happening in the schools
now. I think
now.
There's something there for all of us. Trevor Ashley, perhaps the same could be said for Fat Swan, about to reopen in Sydney.
Yeah, oh, look, Fat Swan's certainly a crazy show, and it's fairly dirty, but it's a lot of fun.
You mean dirty in an adult sense, I think.
Dirty in an adult sense, yes. But I guess for anybody who's seen Black Swan, it's sort of runs along the same storyline where I learn to touch myself and end up doing a lesbian love scene with a ballerina. So it's very odd. And then, of course, kill myself. So it's a very funny show, and it's had a great time. We just did the Spiegel Tent in Melbourne and now back to Sydney.
In the guise of the wonderful Natalie Portley.
Yes.
Dear me. I think we see where you're coming from.
Yes.
Before you go, just favourite diva. Give us, not Liza Minnelli, please.
Not Liza.
Reach out a little further into the repertoire there.
I will usually, Shirley Bassey is my other one who's my favourite.
Okay. Justin?
Favourite diva, Ben Lee.
Nice. Thank you to you both. In the drawing room this evening, we've had Justin Hazelwood and his show, The Bedroom Philosophers High School Assembly. It's playing as part of the fabulous Melbourne International Comedy Festival until the 8th of April, and Trevor Ashley, whose magnificent, if adultish, Fat Swan will be back in Sydney for a limited return season from May 16. Thank you to both of you.